Morning, Jalay.
Good morning.
Afternoon, Charlotte.
Hello.
It's been a while since we've all been here.
Indeed.
So I'm trying to share my screen. Zoom workplace is updated. Okay. So we do have a P1. I believe it's in waiting deployment release. Yep. It's about funds and budgets. And it is going to be in Sunflower Service Patch 7. So I think that we're good here. It's just waiting. We have our standard P3s that we've been looking at. And this is a new one. So
So it has
transfer.
Trillium release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trillium, lack of testing is the root cause analysis, on this.
Okay. Should that so should we here then suggest if there's test rail tickets needed to be added?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. And who would that go to? The
So
PO or,
it's
you
the
know?
PO who is responsible for making sure we have all the test rail tickets. I will say often you then hand that task over to someone in your team,
Yeah.
but it's the PO who is making sure that there is sufficient with test
Well.
cases. So sometimes, so some POs are really good at writing a label need test rail ticket or something, and then
Yeah.
later when the test rail ticket is written up, then there's another label for that it has been added. I'm not using it that consequent for my teams, but
All right. Checking in misidentified items with fee fine homes. This one is also assigned Trillium. Look like it was last talked about in January. Just ask Tom and Anne if they have.
So I see it has affected releases going back to Ramsons.
Yeah. Missing space between prefix and call number and between call number and suffix.
Yeah, it's in the Trillium release, but I need to kick the developer.
Do you need some ammunition,
But
Charlotte? Do you want me to ask for
yeah, please do. Please do. You can see September, October, nothing happened. I have changed strategy. So now I am offering beers next time. So I try the new strategy.
Happy to help.
Maybe you can recommend some good beer. Oh,
Right.
okay.
All right. Staff slip names does not populate in the due date receipt. No matter the type of staff slip, the token's staff slip name generates a text transit when previewed. Okay. Is it just when previewed, Robert, since you're the one that logged it?
I
Does it?
think so. I think it works in real life, but you don't want to throw
Okay.
people off by thinking it doesn't.
Right.
So I see it is targeted for the umbrella relief.
Yeah.
I was in the RMS group meeting today, and we were supposed to talk about the umbrella leave and see a draft plan. But I'd say
Okay.
for the second time, it is being postponed, that conversation. So there
Wow.
is no timeline, and Oleksiy Petrenko will come back to it in a month. And maybe you have heard as well. But I then asked Oleksiy if he could assure there would be an umbrella leave this year, and he cannot. So, and then I asked, okay, are we now maybe going into this incremental release mode, so things should be targeted and then not called critical service patches but service patches. So
Right.
I'd say we should be a little careful with this umbrella leave because that's can be 2027.
Oh,
Just for
yeah,
a heads
that's a
up.
long time.
Just for a heads up. Then, and I think that's a conversation we also, the POs, must be looped in.
Yeah, I would agree. All right.
So I think for the support sake, we should not just be happy
Okay.
for
Okay with
umbrella.
umbrella leaf, yeah.
No, because we it's so much up in the air, and.
Right.
Why I ask a little, I want to, I need to know. It's also because I have customers paying for development,
Yeah.
and they are expecting umbrella leave to be happen this year. So it's we got to have some updates.
I would have expected it as well, since it's early in.
Yeah, we are March 2nd now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preview staff slips. Okay, we just went through this one. Okay. All right. So then, thank you, Charlotte, for adding this support tickets without support label. So they're bugs that were found, but that do not have a support label on them.
So what I was planning to do was when you can say Sunflower CSP number 6 is out, then we
Yeah.
can add Sunflower CSP number 7, and we probably should also have for the Ramses.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have that one, but that is not out yet. And then I don't know if you want to, put them in retrospective, even that they are closed. Because it is work that has been out and
Yeah.
it is reported. So some of them looks a little like NFRs.
Yeah.
But as soon as they are functionality, then we should add the support label, would be my thinking.
Right.
But it's good to see they are all fixed. So that's at least good.
There was a call for proposals or, like a save a date for WolfCon. Just wanted to touch base and see if anyone is planning on being at WolfCon. I know personally I am not planning. It's just the start of school and a child's birthday. Like, so it's just not a good time of year for me. But I do plan on having some team members there. But this would be this if we don't have a presentation or something else, be the second time in a row that the support SIG hasn't been represented. And I'm not sure if we should do that. I'm just wondering, like, if anyone's planning on going, or if there is an idea that we can at least like tag on with a presentation or something on, maybe it's a joint support SIG with a an a topical support SIG on how we work together at some point or something. I don't know.
We need
So
a
I am planning.
testimonial. No, I was just from a PO saying we were so glad that they pinged us and helped us move that forward.
Yeah. So I am
Even if it's a
planning.
marketing ploy, yes.
Yeah. So I will be there. And I like the idea if we could have a joint session and if we could talk with the POs, if they and otherwise the implementers, SIG, we could also work with where they could say, okay, we the support SIG is our watchdog, helping promoting our tickets. I could talk with Tara and Thomas and Darcy if they would be interested in doing a joint session with us.
I think that would be really good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, I really like the idea of a joint session. I don't know if I will be there yet. We haven't figured all that out, but
So let me start a Slack chat and then I can Luke, have you included Anya? Would you?
I would
Yeah,
love to
yeah.
be included. I just can't physically be there. My son's birthday is on the 1st of September, and then the school, first year of high school and last year of elementary school. So it's a no go
But
for me.
would you participate
I could
offline or
participate
online, remote?
remotely.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if there's an opportunity. There's not going to be funding for me to go to Prague, much as I would love to. Okay. But the reality is no. But happy to join via Zoom or whatever the technology is, right? If that's an opportunity.
So I have heard that different from last year, then the workshops here there will be not accepted any remote attendees, not even if you are a presenter. So that there you have to be in Prague. But for regular session, there will be, of course, online attention, remote attention. But let
That
me,
makes
I
sense.
can definitely ask then because I think the deadline for submitting a proposal is March 25. So it's
There's a little bit of time, but it just a little.
Right. It'll be here quicker than we realized, right?
So do you think I probably can find in my in this this channel what we proposed last time? Then I can, add that description to the convener of the implementer SIG. And then, yeah.
While we're talking about presentations, do we need to do anything for EUG that's coming up in May? Like, do we need to have a table or something? I know that like nobody was a big taker at the Wolf, with that WolfCon that was in Kansas City. I don't remember. time or things are anymore. I apologize for that. But yeah, no one, I don't know. I don't want to speak for Alyssa. Not a single person asked me about the support SIG at WolfCon.
Right.
So that's fine. But I know EUG is coming up. Is there anything that we need to do for that? I will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else will be there or not, but I will be in Omaha.
Okay. I will be in Omaha. And there will be a help desk that will have implementers and data ICs at it, as well as LSEs and IPMs. These are all acronyms of internal. So, like the people that work on EDS and Open Athens and Locate will be there. The people that load data into Folio, as well as folks on my team, will be represented at the help desk. I am more than happy to like plug the support SIG at all of the presentations that I'm doing two presentations. Why a presentation takes as long as, or why an implementation takes as long as it does, and maybe start planning more time. And also, one about decision fatigue, and trying not to, or what happens when libraries get overwhelmed with decisions. And then there will be a workshop on the Friday of EUG about integrations with Folio. And that's going to be led by Heather McFarland, Lola Estelle, and Kyle Banerjee. And I'll get them to, also talk about the support SIG. Yeah. So there'll be things there. It
Oh,
is
I
interesting
don't
because
need to do
Fol
anything. I just wanted to throw it out there that if we need to promote the support
Right.
SIG or whatever, happy to do so. But I'm not presenting. I'm just there to be a
Oh, that's nice.
maybe learn something for once, you
Yeah.
know. Take the time.
I do think it's interesting because Folio, I don't think is no longer like a single day
I
of
actually like
EBSCO.
that a little bit
Yeah.
better, if I'm being honest, because I didn't like that everything about Folio was on the one day. You had to pay extra for it. And then to me, that's a barrier for learning about Folio and you
Correct.
want to make that move. So I think it's good that they're not doing that. And then also, there are times when it's like, oh, I don't do data loads or whatever. Maybe I do want to learn this thing about Folio. So I'm
Right.
glad to hear it.
Yeah. And so all of those folks I just listed will all be at the help desk there. But it would be interesting, like we could ask at the end, like, oh, are you interested in joining the support SIG? And like just ask as much as possible. I don't, I don't know. It's a commitment like anything else is to come here, but also at the same time, it's not a heavy lift. I don't think.
You can see right now we are two, only two are you are from library,
Yeah.
Janelle and Lisa. Yeah. And
Yeah.
it should be,
Should be
15 from
more,
the
right?
libraries, you
Yeah.
should
Yeah.
say. Yeah,
Well,
because
I'm here sort of representing my consortium, right? Like we
right.
divided and conquered, in terms of like I don't go to the consortia SIG and somebody else goes to the reporting SIG, right? Like
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
the one that fit my schedule and also fit my level of interacting with technology.
Right.
So that's where I am. That's where I'm at, right? Like.
And it has this it at least we hope that it could have this nice experience of that if you are being active, there's a more quick turnaround
Hey,
on getting these
you know what? Here's
bugs
what I'll
fixed.
say. It sounded really great on my promotion packet where I could say, I'm in an international committee that works on these things together. Boy,
Right.
I'm going to
Right.
sound a lot. I mean, not that we're not important, but boy, I was able to write a really nice thing that makes it sound like We are very busy and important people who do
International,
busy and important things.
multi-vendor,
Exactly.
open
Multi-vendor,
source.
multi-library, multi-international. I just talk to people from all over the world about Folio. So anyway,
Perfect.
it's all about spin, right? It's all
Yeah.
about, yeah.
And it's all semi-true.
Exactly. I didn't
So,
lie at all.
no. The 9th of March, I will be out of town. Is there anyone that wants to watch the board for us, and let us know if there's meetings, or let the group know?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
And then Charlotte, you're gonna let us know about the implementer SIG,
Yes. So we are
and
in time for submitting a text. Yeah, definitely.
yeah. So it would be great to be able to talk about it towards the end of the week of the 9th and throughout the week of the 16th, since it'll be due that following week.
I will do it right away after this meeting. So get the
Okay.
ball rolling because I will
Exactly.
be on vacation the rest of the week. So
Yeah.
I'll just start it, and then if there's things back and forth with the implementers convener, then maybe you can take that and yeah, have an
Yeah,
eye on
that'd be
that
great.
thread.
Yeah. All right, and then it'll be April. Isn't that crazy? So,
Yeah, and then it'll be EUG. Like EUG is the
Right.
first week of May, right? Or
Right.
something like that. I
Yeah.
went to go look for flights, and it's actually faster for me to drive than to get on a plane because of there's no direct flight from St. Louis to Omaha. So
No.
why spend 9 hours on a plane in an airport when I can spend 6 hours in my car? This is the
True.
American way.
True.
Charlotte, this is the American way. You're probably
That
looking at me
that's a
like that is
Midwest way.
no. I live in Sweden, and
Okay.
it's the longest country in Europe.
Yeah.
So so I am also driving happily 6 7 hours.
Yes. I don't know. Well,
Anyway,
it's
good
fine.
stuff.
Yes. Well, whenever anyone says EUG to me, I automatically think of the call numbers for the Eugene, Oregon airport. So it takes me like a split second to like, oh no, I'm in this library context. And it's the same thing as like Ferber, because for me, like Ferber is functional requirements, bibliographic records. But then when other moms were talking to me about Ferberizing their children, I was like, what are you doing to
Wait,
your children?
they put them in categories together? This one's print and this one's electronic? That's weird.
I was like, what are you doing? So just for that one quick little, I was like, oh, I gotta switch context. So code switch. All right. Well, thank you guys. Everything. I'm gonna go get those children to school, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.